Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Don Fotopoulos is here. Don is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, the founder of also of DF Consulting, associate professor of business at King's College, author of an award-winning book, Accounting for the Number Phobic. It is outstanding. It should be on your desk. And she's our good friend, Don. Welcome back.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Jim. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. How do you? Hey, Don, I got a success story to tell you. So there's this little restaurant that I frequent around here, and I was eating breakfast there one morning, and he said that the owner was taking my money at this particular time. He doesn't usually, and I said, "You're not charging enough for this."
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Really?" And I said, "No, you're not." I said, "You're number one, you're way, way under the market. And number two, you can't make a living with charging me this kind of price. I know what it costs to run this business." He said, "Well, I'm going for volume." I said, "Well, then you're going for failure because you can't go for volume in a small business."
Now, we're going to lose money. We're going to make it up in volume.
He knows I'm a good customer, so he listened to me. He didn't argue with me or anything after that. Well, about a month later, I was paying my bill, and one of the ladies took my money, and the bill was higher than it had been. I said, "What gear?" She says, "He took your advice."
I know. Be careful what you wish for.
Jim Blasingame, saving small businesses one at a time.
But listen, yeah, you probably saved this guy's future. I just did a webinar that was sponsored by FedEx. I talked about it on the show the last time, but I actually gave the webinar. And, in fact, it's pre-recorded. So if anybody wants, if you missed it, anybody can watch it now. It's on the SCORE website. I'll send you the link, Jim, so you can publish it. But at any rate, call the power of pricing, right? We talked about this. There were 1,800 people on that webinar. And I'm still getting emails from people that have watched it from all over the world. This last woman was from Germany. She said, "I watched it. I took notes like mad." And then she said, "And I can honestly say it saved my life."
Wow.
Doing exactly what you were describing. So can I give you another success story? Can
yep,
you share success
absolutely.
Stories this morning? Okay. So here's this guy, Ryan Lane. And Ryan runs a company called Dream Beard. Because he grew a beard and there were no products, so he decided to develop some products. He's got a beard that goes down to his knees. Are you ready for this? He's got to braid it. The thing is so long.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so he's been in business quite a while now. I want to say 7 years. And I met him when he was on the Entrepreneurs Advisory Board with Federal Express. So I said to him, he said, I'm killing myself. I'm not making any money. We talked about his pricing. I said, "When was the last time you raised your prices?" He said, "5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Wow.
It may as well have been an eternity ago. I said, "5 years? What's happened to your cost of goods in that time? Up or down?" That's a hard question to answer. He goes, "Oh, my cost of goods have gone through the roof." I said, "Yeah. Why are you being a martyr? Are you a business person or a martyr?" He said, "I'm a business person." I said, "All right, you got to raise your prices." And I was arguing for him to raise his prices like 5%, 8%, at least like give people a little chance to absorb the price change. So he and his wife sit down one night and they decide they're going to raise their prices. Are you ready for this? 30%
wow.
in one shot. I said, "Right, I wasn't recommending that."
No kidding.
Anyway, he did it. And you want to know something? Here's the big newsflash, Jim. Not one single customer complained.
Yeah.
Not one single customer left him. He has over a quarter of a million customers.
Wow.
He said it was a total game changer for us.
But here's the problem.
Everybody turned
Look
around
at the
and
lost
said,
opportunity.
It's about time.
Look at the lost opportunity by not going up 5% over the last six, year over year.
That's exactly right. And so there's an epilogue to this story, okay? So there was a wholesaler who said, oh, your products are so wonderful. We want to buy bulk from you. We're gonna distribute to Walmart. We're going to distribute to Target. So, of course, bigger is better, Jim, right? When you're a small business owner, oh, bright lights, big city. You know, we're all excited about the big orders. So this guy's taking out loans, he's scaling, he's getting the big warehouse, hiring the staff, and the deal completely collapsed.
Yeah.
And he's still stuck with that loan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's taken him 3 years to pay it back. He's paying it back this week.
Be careful of the siren
song. I'm going to open a bottle of champagne.
Be careful of the Walmart siren song.
Even if
the deal had gone through.
Tie yourself to the cliff.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you one other quick thing. I got to go to a break, John, but if the deal had gone through, he's probably better off, even though he's got the loan, that the deal didn't go through. Because that would have taken him down. Walmart's taken down a lot of small companies. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.